This episode is brought to you by Better Boundaries Finally. This is the new mini course with myself and Dr. Maria Sarwa. It is available now on demand, and it is soul food for smart, capable people ready to live more authentically. Be one of the first to access Better Boundaries Finally at carlyfain.com or via the link in the show notes, and do so before the end of May, and you'll get our bonus program, one of the most requested things we get, proven boundary scripts. You're going to learn what to say and how to say it without blowing things up. That's our gift for you being one of the first people to join us in the class. If you're ready for more joy, less crazy, and some upgraded relationships, then I hope you'll join us. In order to be a woman that creates a career that you actually like, you have had to be courageous. You have had to speak up. You have had to voice opinions or make decisions that went against the status quo. And so your ability to take action and lead with bravery, even in the face of not being sure if you're doing it right, is something that you already have a skill set in.
Welcome to Messy and Magnificent, the place driven women come to elevate their career, health, and relationships. In here, we increase your productivity by replacing always being busy with the space to breathe. Hear your own wisdom and be part of a sisterhood that has your back. My name is Carly Fain, and together we're going to make sure that you have a doable plan and the roots to rise.
Having women to talk to that can understand, you know, what I'm going through, especially the business part, I think that's really the big shift, having that tribe there.
There's so much wisdom, collective wisdom, that has come out of this group.
I'm grateful for the opportunity that I've been given to be a part of this group. It's always helped me grow and to continue evolving as a human being, as a professional, and for that, I'm eternally grateful.
A part of what feels very authentic about our group is that I don't sense any level of comparison or competition. Everybody is so supportive and supported in exactly where they're at and celebrated for that.
This episode is brought to you by the Real Women in the Reclaiming Time Studio, the group coaching program I run for the last 4 years that guides driven career women from being people-pleasing, rule-following overachievers that secretly know that they are capable of more, to finally having the time and energy to get to everything you care about without feeling pulled in 10 directions ever again. We use proven methods, but also sisterhood, that will give you the resources and confidence to live into your goals. So if hustle is just so 90s to you also, you should know that I only open the doors for enrollment 2 times a year, and we're about to open the doors again this June. I like to keep the studio a really cozy size so that you have plenty of access to me. So if you want to increase your earnings and your nourishment at the same time, go to the show notes or over to carlyfain.com to get the full scoop and apply before it sells out in the middle of June.
It was worth every dime I paid for it, and it changed my life.
Why, hello, it's your gal Carly here. You know, as a teacher in a classroom where I lead a lot of workshops and classes, either in person or online, sometimes I get, forgive me, but the student from hell. Sometimes you get somebody in your class that interrupts and they speak over the other students, or they're late and they make all this noise as they're shuffling in. They just kind of dominate the space, either on purpose or not on purpose. And it's my job as the facilitator and the leader in those environments to manage that and make sure that there's room for everybody to have a meaningful experience and to get what they're there to learn. But on the flip side, sometimes I get the student of grace. Student of grace is the student who asks a question or shares a story that may or may not be related to the topic I had planned, but it is immediately clear that this is where we must go. This is something that needs to be heard. Space needs to be held for this person or their experience or for the conversation that was unplanned but is suddenly paramount. In these moments, my job as the teacher is to throw my script out the window and make room for what needs to come forth. And I'll tell you, it's really interesting because in the beginning of teaching, my ego would get really involved and I'd get worried about, oh my gosh, but we're not doing the thing I plan to do. And is it all going to work out? But every single time the student of grace enters the room and we create space for them, those are the moments where after the workshop or the class, people come up to me and say, oh my gosh, that was so powerful. That was the pivoting moment. That was the game changer for me. And so today I want to say this. There is a moment of grace in the room. It is time for us as white women to lean in and listen deeply to Black women and women of color. It is time for me as a white woman to listen. And here is why I say that. Just yesterday, I had this actual thought. How will I get to write thoughtfully about the essential action all white people must take right now to be anti-racist? When I have all these important work launches happening this week, I mean, I need to get this website done. I need to send these emails. You know what? Maybe I'll just take a break. I'll take a rest. I'll regroup and I'll write something meaningful about taking action against racism next week. Literally, that was my thought. And there's like this WTF moment for me where I heard myself having that own thought, a thought of privilege. Right? Because my brain was looking for a way to schedule a convenient time to support people of color between work projects when it worked for me. My golly, have I got work to do. And our option here right now is to, as white people, is to stay silent and live into our privilege, which is frankly a form of racism. Because if we're not being actively anti-racist, we are being part of the problem. And if you're thinking, okay, look, I listen to Messy and Magnificent because it's a space for women to elevate their career, health, and relationships. And Carly, of course, racism is bad. And I want all people to be treated well. That's what I believe in. But what does racial justice have to do with me running my business or being career driven? Great. I am so glad that we can talk about that for just a moment. My college degrees are in business management and community justice, as in racial justice, because good business is about community justice. See, we live in a capitalist culture, and there is no such thing as, quote, it's just business. Where we put our money, our time, and our attention, and the way we treat each other through our work is the way we shape our world. And you're working for a living, right? You're working to bring more life and good things to your world and to our greater world, or else why else are we working, right? Why are we sending these emails or doing these projects or creating these products if it's not to improve the quality of lives for ourselves and all beings, right? And so, if some people are not getting the same opportunities to live and work at the same level as white people, then hey, white people, we've got some work to do. And also, you have done some work. And this is why my audience is so particularly inspiring to me. Because in order to be a woman that creates a career that you actually like, you have had to be courageous. You have had to speak up. You have had to voice opinions or make decisions that went against the status quo. And so your ability to take action and lead with bravery, even in the face of not being sure if you're doing it right, is something that you already have a skill set in. And I suggest we put this skill set that you have developed to some really good use right now. So this week, I'm going to do something a little bit different. In a moment, I'm going to mute my voice so that I can listen deeper. Meaning I'm going to make this an extra special short podcast that points in the direction of Black woman leaders, because that's who needs to be heard right now. I have work to do, as in to look at my own thoughts, to educate myself and do better. And I'm going to take the time I would normally spend creating this podcast or sending social media posts to do just that this week. And I'm encouraging you, my white friends, to do the same. My role is not to lead this conversation on race, A, because I'm not qualified, nor is it appropriate for a white woman to lead a conversation when so many Black women and women of color are better qualified and need to be heard. It is my role as a teacher who happens to be a white woman with an audience to amplify Black voices. So I want to invite you to spend the 30 minutes that you would normally use to listen to this podcast to educate yourself and take action. And you know me, I like it when things are super doable. That's my style. So I'm going to give you 4 suggestions for great places to start, and you pick the one that speaks to you. And I'm going to put more than that, more recommendations in the show notes for this episode, which will be a growing list that I'm going to continue to monitor and add on to. So if you have a resource that you like around racial justice, or if you know of a Black woman or a woman of color or an Indigenous woman who is leading as a trained educator in this field, please let me know. Give me her name and let me add her website or other resources to this list. And if you don't know where the show notes are, they come with every single episode. If you click wherever you're listening to this podcast to see the full description of this episode, the notes are right there. Or if you need a bigger screen than that, head over to carlyfain.com and it'll all be typed up underneath this episode, episode 31. We must listen to more women of color. They are the future of business and equanimity. We must let them lead more of the essential conversations that need to be heard. And so I'm going to give you a podcast, a book, a place where you could make a donation of your time or money, and a movie right here for you to get started. So my podcast recommendation is listen to right now the Shine Brighter Together podcast with Monique Melton. Any of her episodes are wonderful. Specifically, you might like her episode from July 2nd of 2019. It's called What is Anti-Racism and Why You're Not Doing It Right? There's a part 1 and a part 2. She made it very doable and really clear. The book recommendation, Antagonist, Advocates, and Allies, the wake-up call for white women who want to become allies with Black women. This is written by Catrice M. Jackson. If you want to make a donation of your time or your money, here's a great recommendation, the National Bailout Fund. They bail out Black mothers and caregivers and activists and get them the support that they need to stop damaging the Black community from the fallout of mass and unjust incarceration. And then here's a movie recommendation. Like if you need to be in the comfort of your sofa to begin this conversation, watch the movie 13th. It's on Netflix. It's directed by Ava DuVernay. It's a powerful, powerful documentary about the systemic racism within our criminal justice system and the way it's pervasive throughout our economy, our business, our medical system. And, you know, because a lot of the folks that I have the pleasure of working with are also coaches, I want to throw this out there to my fellow coaches or other people who are leaders and teachers within a similar space. There is a woman named Trudy LeBron. She is a business coach for activists and podcasters, and she's really focused in on equity and an inclusion as a strategist. And she just came up with an online workshop that she led called Show Up and Serve. It's a workshop for white coaches. I'm going to quote a little bit of what it says on her website. This session, this program that she put together, was meant to help white women take steps immediately to create more of a safe space, reduce harm, and understand what's happening in the world today. So if you are an entrepreneur and a leader, then you need to know what it means to be anti-racist. And she spells this out beautifully. So come take this course with me. I'm joining in as a student this week, and the recording will be available so you can still sign up and watch the recording. And there will be a link to this in the show notes. Now, here's what's going to happen. When you listen to these podcasts or a book or a movie or you take a course, is you're going to hear some things that you can give yourself a pat on the back for, because you're going to think, all right, I'm already doing that well, or I already knew that, and that's great. And then you're also going to hear some things that make you go, oh my, I did not realize that. I have work to do. And I don't know about you, but if I'm being honest, sometimes in the exploration of racial justice, I get scared of what I'm going to uncover in myself. What if there is racism or other terrible limiting beliefs that I have been holding consciously or unconsciously? But here's the thing. This isn't about me. It is not about us white people. That's the point. We cannot turn away from this for fear of what we might uncover, because we must uncover in order to heal. And my other worry sometimes I have is, well, what if I speak up and say the wrong thing? And I definitely had that worry when creating this little mini podcast today. What if people get angry about what I say and they point out things that I could be doing better? Well, then I can do better. And then I can listen again and go deeper and do better. So, you know how I always ask you to repost images of the episodes of Messy and Magnificent on social media so that we can keep the conversation going? Well, this time I'm going to encourage you to do something a little bit different. Please post a screenshot of you listening to a podcast that is run by a woman of color, or a book that you are reading to educate yourself about anti-racism, or the places you are donating your time or resources to. Show the world the actions you are taking. The post in and of itself is not enough. It's the actions that matter. And before I wrap up here, I just want to say I have never been so proud and inspired and enlivened by this podcast community than I am right now. I know that we all have a history of having done hard things before, and that we can have these types of meaningful, raw conversations that need to be had in order for all women to rise. Remember, we thrive through nourishment, not punishment. Keep standing up for what you value, even if it makes you uncomfortable, because that is where our growth happens. And I will see you again next week. Thank you for listening to the Messy and Magnificent podcast and being part of this dynamic, life-giving community of women. I consider each episode part of a lifelong conversation of you and me hanging out, sipping tea together, making sure that all women become richer, more nourished, and able to keep on rising. So I'll see you on the next episode next week. But in the meantime, don't forget to head over to carlyfain.com/podcast to get the full show notes. And I've also got some extra special free resources for driven women over there that you won't find anywhere else.